Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as you come to us this day through sacrament and scripture, may your Holy Spirit stir up in our hearts those words of our faith, that we may profess our faith, our belief in you, with our whole hearts, and after doing so, may find ourselves and our lives changed. Amen. Please be seated. There's a spiritual community in Northern England known as the Northumbria community, a community of people committed to the Celtic roots of that area, as well as to living out their faith in a rooted and grounded way in the modern world. One of the ways they live out this commitment is through their shared life of prayer, using two volumes of Celtic daily prayer that they have produced. And in their liturgy for morning prayer, in the place where our prayer book has the Apostles' Creed, the Northumbria community's prayer book has this much simpler declaration of faith. "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory." This prayer echoes the words that Peter says to Jesus in the gospel reading we just heard. And it is a simple and beautiful assertion of belief. It's different from the historic creeds that spell out specific tenets of the faith, a necessity during that time when the bounds of the Christian faith were just being set. But these many years later, when the content of Christianity is much more settled, there's something quite powerful about this simple expression of faith. "Who else would I go to, God? Your words give me life. I know that you are God. and I praise you. These are expressions of faith that we can breathe in and out, that can be the rhythm and foundation of our days. Community's declaration of faith for their evening prayer service takes this a step further with a simple rhythm and a simple expression of belief. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you have always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when the time was ripe, and though you are silent now, today I believe. Today I believe. The words of this declaration are not conditional upon belief tomorrow, nor an evaluation of the quality of yesterday's belief, but a simple statement of fact, a statement of proof enough for this day. Today, I believe. Peter's statement in the gospel, his statement of belief, comes at the end of the lengthy teachings about the bread of life that we've heard all these last weeks. He doesn't understand everything that Jesus has said to him. But to Peter, that doesn't matter. He has come to know and trust that Jesus' words are life-giving and true, and wishes to remain in his presence, even when he does not understand. It's that simple. A fundamental statement of his deep faith. We hear a similar declaration of faith in the words of Joshua in our first reading. Among people who are struggling to choose between the gods of the culture around them and the God of Israel. And Joshua says to them, God speaks through Joshua saying, choose this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. And then comes Joshua's declaration. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Joshua is laying it all out there for the people of Israel. And though the content has changed, his words are a choice we are still presented with today. Except now we don't talk about river gods or the gods of the Amorites, but the gods of our culture are no less known to us as those gods were to the wandering Israelites. Today, the gods of our culture bear different names, names like busyness and wealth, some idealized concept of beauty, success, convenience. You can probably think of more. And God says to us, the same way God spoke to the Israelites and says, choose this day whom you will serve. Will it be the gods of our culture, or will it be God? And how will this choice affect how you order your priorities, affect the choices you make with your time and money, how you live in this world? Choose this day whom you will serve. Joshua makes his choice clear and professes his faith in God. What would it be like if you were to do this too? How would the way you spend your day change if you said out loud what you believe each morning? Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Whether you use words from Scripture, like those of Peter or Joshua, prayers written by others like those I've shared from the Northumbria community, the creeds of the church, or words you've written yourself, like the longtime radio segment, This I Believe, how would your day be different if it were anchored in what you believe? How would the choices you make throughout the day change with this as your compass? If you believe, as Peter did, that Jesus' words are life-giving and true, you may find your days gradually shaped more and more toward following his example, to a life of love and compassion for people in need, especially those society has cast aside or deemed unworthy. But the impact of regularly declaring your faith doesn't stop there. Because as your life changes little by little through this regular practice, people will notice. And people will ask how and why. And you'll have the chance to tell them. I know it's a word that Episcopalians don't like very much, but this is evangelism. A word that at its root simply means good news, the good news of joy and meaning and hope and flourishing that can be found through following Jesus, through living a life like his, filled with love and compassion and hope for the way the world could be. This is not to be confused with proselytizing, the attempt to convert or recruit someone to share your belief. But rather, evangelism is simply speaking good news as we have known it, answering honestly when someone asks what it is that brings us joy and hope and courage, declaring our faith without motive or agenda, except to honor the impact God's love has had on our lives. We don't have to recruit or try to change anyone through that, which is where evangelism has gotten a bad rap at times. But the witness of Scripture consistently shows that the changing of other people's minds and hearts isn't our job. That work happens through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We simply speak the truth we have known. That's our part. And God takes it from there. We see this happening when Joshua speaks to the Israelites, professing his faith and then inviting them to make their own choice. He didn't try to convince them to join him, but his words have an impact. His words help them to recall all the good things that God has done for them, bringing them out of Egypt, doing signs and wonders in their midst, protecting them along the way, bringing them into the promised land. And as they do this, they come to make their own declaration. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. A declaration of faith does not mean you have to have all the hows and the whys figured out. If you listen even to the historic creeds like the Nicene Creed will say in just a moment, you'll hear that the what of belief is stated, but there are no complex explanations about how it all hangs together. Just belief in the truth of these statements. A truth that is deeper and more mysterious than anything clear answers could provide. Lord, I may not understand why everything is happening like it is, but I've seen your faithfulness from age to age for all the days of my life. And though I may be weary today I believe. Amen.